I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Here, Bird Show. There's a time and a place for stupid. And first thing Monday morning is a great place for stupid. It is Kristen's stupid bit of the week to start us off.
You know, I felt just right to kick off this Monday morning with a little bit of stupid to help get our minds going. So Merriam-Webster just added 690 new words and terms. A few weeks ago, dictionary.com added 566 new words and terms. I'm going to read you some of these new words and terms that they added to Merriam-Webster and dictionary.com, and you're going to have to tell me the definition.
Okay.
All right. All right. Some of these, I'm very perplexed. Oh, and like the stipulation to make it in, each one of these words or terms has to be used by a lot of people and has to be useful for a general audience and likely to stick around.
Okay.
Some of these I didn't even know existed, but hey, now we know. All right, your first word is Blur's Day.
Blur's Day. It's when you get so hammered on Wednesday night.
Yes.
That you wake up Thursday, which is really Blur's Day. Or you get hammered on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
And it becomes Blur's Day.
Going into Friday.
Uh-huh.
I like your definition. That is not accurate, but I really dig it.
This clearly comes from the passage of Genesis where God created the eighth day, Blur's Day.
Really New Testament.
New Testament.
Blur's Day is when you didn't get any sleep on Wednesday, and so you're just walking around as Blur on a Thursday.
I'm actually out the gate really impressed with your all's guesses.
We're intellectuals.
We should leave now.
Yeah, you really should. Blur's Day, a day not easily distinguished from other days, or the phenomenon of days running together. So like last week, Wednesday felt like it should have been Thursday, and you get your days confused, or you don't know what day it is. That's Blur's Day. Like over the holidays, when you lose track of the days, those are Blur's
Days.
Got
it. All right.
Got it.
Next is Shower Orange.
Shower Orange.
Wow.
This was actually added to the dictionary.
It's another way of saying loofah sponge.
That is incorrect.
It's when you get a little snacky in the shower. You get your shower orange.
That is correct.
It's a what?
Seriously?
Yes. It's like a shower beer. When you have a beer in the shower, just like that with an orange.
It's an orange that is peeled and eaten in a steamy shower. People claim it's soothing. Shower orange.
Okay. Never heard of that in my life.
And you drink beers
in the shower?
No, but that's like a thing. Yeah. Like every guy I've ever dated is like, can you pass me a shower beer? And they had to define it.
That says a lot.
Yep.
The worst is what I've seen my dad back in the day try to smoke a cigarette in the shower.
That's
hardcore.
Just wait till you got out.
It's a shower cigarette.
You guys have never been around somebody like that before?
No.
Oh, yeah. That's special. That's special.
All right. Your next word is mid.
Mid.
Oh.
Oh, when a girl's busted.
Average.
Yeah.
Average.
Tomato.
Yeah. Something that's
busted. So if she's mid, she's busted.
Is not average.
If you're not first, you're last.
Something that's not great, but not awful. It's just mid.
Mid.
Mm-hmm.
Like University of Florida this year.
We are the number one public university, according to the Wall Street Journal. Thank you very much.
We're talking about football. Babe.
Well, listen, sorry. I had nothing to do with the football team, everything to do with the academics.
All right, your next word is speed run.
Speed run.
Speed run.
Speed run.
Speed run.
Is it not quite running, not quite walking? Isn't it almost like an Olympic event, that thing?
That's speed walking.
This is a little faster than that.
Okay.
Speed running.
Yeah.
You're going to do something, but a little bit quicker than you normally would.
Mm, no.
To decide to run really quickly. speed run.
It literally has nothing to do with running.
Speed run.
Uh-huh.
What is it?
When you play an entire video game as fast as possible. It's a speed run.
Oh, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys game at all?
No.
Is anybody in here a game?
I think Cassie's the only one. All right, your next word is smishing.
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 Smishing. Spell it, and I need the origin of the word, please.
Okay, it's S-M-I-S-H-I-N-G. Smishing. It's a noun. It came from the internet.
Smishing is when you get intimate with somebody in the water.
Oh, that's good. Uh-huh.
That's good.
Wait, that's right.
You're not quite smashing. It's more smishing.
And you're not fishing,
right?
But you're smishing.
And you're not swimming.
No.
So smishing.
And you're not smushing.
And you're not smushing.
That isn't correct.
Cuddling with a fish.
That isn't correct. It has nothing to do with fish.
You're smiling while you're also wishing.
Oh.
You're smishing.
I like that, but that is incorrect. The practice of sending text messages to someone in order to trick the person into revealing personal or confidential information, which then can be used for criminal purposes.
Got it.
You are smishing.
Are you guys getting a crazy amount of these lately?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
It seems like it's picked up the last couple of months.
Oh, uh-huh. Those spam text messages.
Yeah.
All right. Good luck with this one. John.
John?
Or Jean.
Well, you have to spell it.
J-A-W-N. Like yawn, but with a J in front of it.
Oh.
John.
It's when you yawn really loudly and you almost like dislocate your jaw. You ever done that?
Yeah.
You
kind of, yeah.
You hear it like in there.
That little pop.
That's what that is.
Incorrect, but I like it.
Is it referring to a people?
It's something used by very specific people.
Oh, it's not that.
Mm. Long johns. It's what white people wear when they're cold.
That is incorrect.
What?
You've heard of long johns?
Long johns?
Yeah, I know.
Okay. All right, it's a filler word used by people in Philadelphia when they can't think of the name of something. Like, hey, can you hand me that John right there?
Okay.
I thought it might have had something to do with that, but I wasn't sure.
Okay. All right, but I've been very intrigued and impressed by all of your responses so far this morning.
Even though they were all wrong.
They were all incredibly wrong.
I got one right.
Yeah, you did.
That's number one public university, baby.
Don't print on a football field, I'll tell you that. And that's where it really counts.
Here, Bird Show.